Hello and welcome back to Bet Slapped. I'm Jordana.
I'm Sammy.
And
hi.
Hi. How is your February going?
It's good.
I'm actually kind of
been like a minute.
I'm like into it. It's the fifth already. That's right. Like
it's almost over.
Yeah.
It's a little hot like out 20%. Today. I don't know why we always talk about like weather and bullshit.
It's been warm.
Like we could just get right into the convo. I just think that the rest of the world isn't used to like the depth of our conversations
about the weather.
No. Like about other things. So we have to like lighten do the weather the, shit
to ease into
which
it,
which we're like not really good at anyway.
What do you mean? We could be meteorologists.
No. I mean good at like the shallowness of right. The weather convo.
That's fair.
We just need to get right into the depths.
So how was your Super Bowl Sunday?
Well, it was good because I won the office pool for two quarters. So I won some money.
I have to say, like, I kind of get, like, I just always, like, I don't understand why guys like sports so much. It's so stupid. And I still kind of feel that way. But part of me is, like, I get it. There's, like, a whole, like, masculine culture, like, centered around it. And there's a lot of, like, money involved, which makes it much more fun and makes the stakes much higher and makes, like, people, like, way more excited about it. And I think betting, not, like, extensive betting. I'm not promoting gambling or people with a gambling addiction. But, like, light, like, low stakes betting is a great way for someone who doesn't care about the game to get into the game. We both bet on this.
I absolutely agree. It got me excited about the
you're invested
the
in the score. Right.
But here's the thing. I don't think that anyone who has a gambling addiction currently started off like with the huge gambling addiction. I think they probably started off with the low stakes betting.
It's possible.
You know.
Yeah, I'm definitely not encouraging gambling. I don't even know if it's legal.
We're not encouraging betting.
I'm just saying I get why it suddenly makes sense to me why guys care so much. It's because they all have money on these games.
I think you're allowed to, this is totally based on the plot of Molly's Game, but I think that you're allowed to bet as long as like the person arranging the bet is not taking some of the money for themselves.
Or,
I think that's what differentiates it from a casino.
Or if they are, that they're paying taxes on it.
I think you can't do that in some states. Even
I don't know what the gambling laws are. If you guys again, if we're totally, talking about something totally illegal, please let us know. Totally, slapped@betches.com.
Again, totally just based on the plot of Molly's Game, which I watched on the plane.
Right,
recently.
That's the extent of my like knowledge.
It's a great
of
movie.
Any of that stuff.
It's a great movie. You should watch it.
But like,
it's based on a true story.
Is gambling illegal in the sense of like, I bet you $5 that like you are going to come in late today?
No, because I think what makes it illegal is the person running the bet taking something, what's called a rake.
Okay, so then like if you're just two friends betting on something, that's fine.
Yeah, like I don't think that is like get policed by the gambling commission.
Huh. Gambling is such an interesting addiction. Very serious.
It's very interesting that it's like illegal in anywhere. Like why is that illegal but not like putting chemicals into our water? I don't know.
Who knows? That's a discussion for a different podcast.
It is. All right. Let's do like a quick pop culture recap.
Let's do it. So Andy Cohen, I saw on Instagram, had his son.
Yeah.
Ben Cohen. Sounds like someone we went to camp with.
Yeah. Ben Allen Cohen. Okay. So cute. Adorable. Love Andy Cohen. Love his baby. Love the baby shower. Love all the housewives. But don't you feel like this has sort of become a bit of like a Hunger Games of the housewives clamoring to prove who's closest to Andy? Like who can get there? Like congratulations, Andy. Instagram up first.
Well, he is like the king of Bravo. So it's kind of like imagine if the queen had a baby. Like there would be also right. be competition over who could say like who's given queen the best. He probably got such sick baby shower gifts.
I know.
Like,
because they all have to prove that they have the best baby shower gift.
Right.
Like,
so he's not dating anyone, right? This is just his baby. Like, he's
not that I'm aware
it's
of.
Hot that he's doing it. What a strong, independent man.
I know. I love it. I have nothing bad to say about, obviously, his baby. I'm just saying, like, it has sort of become an exhibitionist event for the wives.
Right.
You know, it's just another way to show.
The baby was massive. It's like 9 pounds.
I think my brother was 9 pounds when he was born.
That's very heavy.
Is it? I was 8 pounds, 11 ounces. It's basically
Oh, that's
nine
also
pounds.
Very heavy. I was 8 pounds, 6 ounces, and I was the biggest of my mom's children, and she had 8. So that's...
Oh. And look, we both grew up to be members of the Tall Girls Club.
Look at that. 9 pounds is a lot. Like, well, 10 pounds is, like, crazy. 9 pounds is a lot, though.
Well, I guess I have an excuse for being, like, slightly overweight then.
Sure.
You know who else had a baby? Becca M.
Oh, yeah.
Becca with a K.
I stopped caring about her, like... the minute she was not on TV anymore.
Well, it's just funny because everyone thought that everyone's like, she's too young to be the winner. She's too young. She's maybe the one who has a baby.
Imagine if she had Andy Cohen's baby. Like, she was the surrogate the whole time.
That would be really funny.
Wait, plot twist.
Wait, how do we know that's not the case? Have you ever seen Andy Cohen's baby and Becca's baby in a room at the same time?
She have a boy or a girl?
I don't know.
Okay, well, that could clear things up.
They left that out of the outline. Podcast outline.
Yeah, I don't even really
care. Guys, big day. Jordana no longer makes the podcast outlines.
I know. So if you like it more, then don't tell me. And if you don't,
tell her.
Then if you miss my outlines, then do tell me. No, these are going to be great. I'm excited about them. They're way better. As anyone could tell, they're way better organized than when I make them. When we were in college, Sammy used to make fun of me, and she actually cleared me of this habit. Where when I would write emails, I would have no paragraph breaks. So I would just have long, like basically one paragraph of like a long, long, long thing. Do you remember that?
When
you'd be like, you need to separate these thoughts with paragraphs.
The early Betches posts were also written like that.
Yeah.
But do you remember? Okay, we're speaking of like email habits from college. Do you remember that when
taught me the greatest thing I ever learned about writing.
That you need a
separate paragraph.
That you need periods. Commas,
essentially.
Jordana could write like 85 words and not one single comma to be found. Like, she's capable.
I that was always my least favorite part of English class. I like never understood the rules.
They sentence went over structure.
They went over the comma specifically.
Yeah,
like I always found very, very confusing. I like did not know them. I've gotten a little bit better after writing for like 8 years, but I still find it quite confusing.
Well, that's why we specialize. I know where the commas go.
That's true.
But okay. But another habit, just speaking of email habits, I remember when we once like organized a bar crawl and we sent like an email to the
people.
That
was a specific incident and one that of I was our, thinking of too.
So Jordana writes out the paragraph. I'm like, okay, like I'm just going to like add some indentation, edit. You know? But then we sent out the email and our friends were like, you can't not capitalize the subject of an email that you want everyone to read. So now I know capitalized subject goes a long way.
Obviously, we went to Cornell. Our like scandalous senior year scavenger hunt was really just a lesson in like writing and grammar for us, that we turned it into a learning experience.
The important lessons that we got out of the senior year bar crawl. Okay.
Okay, and then I watched Vanderpump Rules last night. I know you're a little behind. Nothing that interesting was happened. Lala has her private jet. Tom kind of opened for the Daily Mail party. Blah 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 blah.
That sounds terrible.
It was like very like standard. I'm not
a filler episode.
Yeah, I'm not loving this season so far. Parts of it are a little scandalous. Parts of it are a little like.
Do you want to know why it's not as good? Because they're all mature and adulting now.
A little bit. Jax right. It's Jax's 39th birthday.
It's about 40 time. Under 40.
Right.
Jax. Yeah. I mean, I think that the fact that they're like calmed down and their main shitster, which is Jax, is no longer.
Now it's James.
But like James, he can't carry the whole show.
Jax was like had a little bit more charm than James, I think. Like,
yeah.
When he was like. He's like obviously has some really fucked up things about him, but there were moments when he was like kind of endearing or charming, and I don't really feel like James has that.
No, James is like no. I agree.
Right,
that is the issue.
There's something like slimier about him.
And Kristen, I feel, has sort of like fallen into the background. She's become calmer, and now like her main shit stirring is just like making hypocritical comments about other people. But like that's not that interesting.
Right. Like last night, Lisa like told her she couldn't come to the Daily Mail party, and she was like,
Lisa doesn't own the Daily Mail.
Well, she owns the bar.
Oh. They had it at the bar.
Right. They had it at Tom Tom. It was the big thing.
Why can't she go? What did she do? Because
she was like, they were over capacity. And because she was like, you can't invite all your friends. And they were like, I guess they could invite their wives and girlfriends. And like, Jax, because it was his birthday. And basically, she like found excuses to let everyone in besides Kristen.
That was so obviously a plot line.
Right.
Because
Kristen, like her old Kristen would have like freaked out and crashed and like done anyway and like started some shit. She was just kind of pissed. And like was like drinking with her boyfriend at home.
Right. I would be pissed too, because obviously she just did that to form a plot line, because like obviously there's
Well, she was like
Kristen,
all ready to go.
A cast member.
She was all ready to go. Yeah, I get it. But like she reacted like very calm for herself.
Because she probably didn't want to go. She probably like, I just want to stay home.
Maybe.
That's what I would have. I mean, like, you know
she
what?
She got them flowers though for opening the bar. Tom.
Kristen.
Yeah, Tom.
Yeah, well, he didn't not like they didn't uninvite her.
I don't know.
Lisa was just looking for a plot line. Like, that's just like,
that's what I'm saying. The episode was like not that interesting.
That's lame if that's like what she is using Kristen.
Yeah, and
for.
Kristen didn't even like freak out appropriately. So like it didn't even work.
Kristen turned it back on Lisa. Lisa probably thought, oh, I'm going to get a whole plot line out
of
this.
And Kristen was like, I'm just going to complain a little bit to my boyfriend and then like just stay home and I'll be fine.
Right. That sounds like they're all maturing way too much. And
I know.
Again,
boring.
Doesn't make for great plot lines.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a quick break and then come back.
So guys, today we're sponsored by Hourglass Cosmetics. I personally love them. We recently had an opportunity to try out their mascara, which like I'm pretty obsessed with. It makes your eyes pop. I really, really like it. And it's cruelty free and has really cool packaging. So like it's one of those packages you're excited to open. That's which I think adds to any experience. For me, I like love getting ready and I love like putting on makeup most of the time. Especially for it's something that I want to go to and I'm excited to get ready for. And I feel like packaging really helps with that excitement factor.
Yeah. I mean, I hate getting ready, but I love getting ready when I'm using my Hourglass mascara.
Right.
It's Hourglass's Caution Extreme Lash Mascara.
Yeah, and totally vegan and never flakes, which is an annoying thing that happens with a lot of mascaras.
A lot of vegans flake. So in this situation, you get vegan and non-flaking.
Right. And even even after you wear it all day,
still doesn't flake and still vegan.
Yeah. The fact that it doesn't flake really makes it different. I really like the packaging. Again, it's like really a game changer. Allure magazine called it a lash lift in a tube.
Yeah. I don't even think they've invented lash lifts yet. So they are really ahead of the game, like multiple industries, both plastic surgery and cosmetics.
Yeah. And it's cruelty free. So you don't have to feel like shit about it. And it's wrapped up in a beautiful, innovative packaging. And so you should try Hourglass like we did and experience next generation performance by visiting hourglasscosmetics.com/slapped and use promo code SLAP to get free shipping on your purchase of a full size Caution mascara. That's hourglasscosmetics.com/slapped, promo code SLAPPED.
Don't go to Sephora. Go to hourglass.com/slapped.
So we are back. So I read this. We read this interesting article on
the Atlantic. This new.
I thought that it was a new publication. It's actually been out since like the 1800s.
Yeah, it turned out. I was like, have you heard of this new website, The Atlantic?
Anyway, it is not new. I like The Atlantic. Their articles are too long, but I do like it.
Right. They do have good articles.
Reading one is like an entire night's activity.
But that's exciting. Sometimes you're just looking for something to do.
But anyway, so Facebook is turning 15, I think like this week. I forget which day exactly. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, whatever. Which is interesting. So I guess it's 2019. It started in 2004.
Facebook is an evil teenager.
I don't think I had one until it was like 2007.
I didn't get one until like late 2006.
Right. Well, you couldn't have one as a high school student originally without a college email address originally, which is wild.
But then they let you.
It is an interesting thing because Facebook was the original like social network in college that was like a major part of our lives, like uploading your pictures on Sunday and then
that's what
tagging
everyone. I went to the library to upload my pictures. Like
talk about a full day's activity. Like,
yeah,
that was you editing.
It's very
Cornell of me. We couldn't really even edit them.
No. You could edit them in iPhoto. Like you would like brighten them. I would just like
right,
make
but
them
then
bright.
Not to the extent that you could edit today. Like, there wasn't like really.
No,
like,
you wouldn't
no one was like face tuning anything.
No, you wouldn't face tune. You just wouldn't upload if you looked bad. Right. But this article was basically about how like it's called Facebook, where friendships go to never quite die, and it sort of is like about how Facebook has ushered in something that humans have never really had, which is vestigial friendships with people that they don't see very often or ever.
Yeah. Right.
So you have all these friends who you once friended for whatever reason throughout
your
whole life.
But now you know
what's
going on with them.
Yeah. And they know what's going on with you. And it's kind of weird.
But there are certain instances where having that pool of people is like sort of useful. Like if you ever tried to sell something on Facebook, I haven't done this, but like, have you ever tried to sell something on Facebook? I've seen people who are like, I'm looking for someone to like sublet my apartment. I feel like that actually works very well.
I bought
there are a group of people that are like, are like semi-normal, sort of at least.
Right.
And like if they're responding on it, you know exactly, like you know what their deal is, even if you don't know them that well anymore.
Right. Or you could like look at their profile and see what their deal is.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I once bought a couch off Facebook, but it was off someone who I like knew well enough. Like,
right. That's what I'm saying. It's like they don't have to be like your very good friend, but they're someone that you sort of have like a general level of knowing they're like sort of normal.
Right. So it's useful for from a resourcefulness standpoint, but it's actually very unuseful from like a true friendship standpoint.
Right.
But I thought it was interesting. Like they were saying how like you do these studies on like, does it make you feel closer to people when you see them post?
And
most
does.
People say yes. But yeah, the answer is because you would literally have nothing to do with them if you didn't see their posts.
Right. And it's not like a meaningful closeness necessarily, but like I'll see someone from high school that had a baby, right? And I don't really have to like the picture because like I don't speak to them anymore. But like I like the picture usually.
Like in your head.
No, I physically like the picture.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
same.
It's like, that's like the lowest form of like, hey, like I see that this
Congrats.
Thing is going on with you. Like, I'm happy for you. That's kind of cool. Like I knew you when you were 16 and now you have a baby.
Right.
Like that's kind of cool. I'll press the like button. I'll show you that I'm into that.
Yeah, same.
And same with our stuff. I feel like when we do something cool and like random people from high school like it, I'm like, cool. Like.
Yeah, sometimes you I'm like, wow, I didn't even know this person was like my friend.
Right, and like you're not really on their radar or vice versa, but like it's kind of like a cool, I get like a passing sort of interesting update about you. When it's interesting, like when they've had a baby or they got married, that's kind of cool. When it's like something stupid, I'd rather not have seen it.
Right, but do you think that we're better off because we have this?
I don't think we're better or worse off, honestly. I think it doesn't matter that much, but I think it's sort of like, it could feed a passing curiosity. Have you ever had a passing curiosity and you look at them up on Facebook and you're like, oh, you're still weird. Or like, right. Oh, like.
I would not look them up
like,
on Instagram.
Like, that's interesting that you. Instagram is more private. And Facebook, you just happen to already be friends with all these people.
Right.
Instagram, a lot of people are private.
Right. I mean, look, like, I agree. This is something that we're neither better nor worse off because of, like, this passing interest in people. But I do think that, like, when you take it even bigger, like as a bigger picture, I do think that the damage Facebook has done in like other ways doesn't make up for like this. Having being able to see someone from high school's baby does not make up for the other fucked up things.
Sure.
Facebook does.
It does allow for a lot of communities though. Like for instance, the Diet Starts Tomorrow community, right? On Facebook.
Yes.
That's like a great platform. Facebook is a great platform for it. Like whatever. Facebook has a lot of negative shit. Everyone knows that. But like there are some things that they're doing that are still like really cool. Like I personally, like I'm not like participating in the Diet Starts Tomorrow conversation really, but I actually will like quite often just go and like look and like read about the topics because I'm like, this is kind of an interesting discussion.
I
don't have to participate in it, but I can like read about it and kind of like see what the general thought patterns of people like going on. It's very like organized quite well.
I actually happen to think
you
that
guys
Facebook
should check
groups.
It out.
Yeah, you guys should, if you are Diet Starts Tomorrow listeners, or if you're not, you should join the Diet Starts Tomorrow's Facebook group on Facebook. You just have to answer like a little quick question to like get in it, but it's like really worth it. Just search it.
So I'm saying I as someone who's not even necessarily like really interested that much in like fitness wellness stuff find it very interesting.
Yeah, and I mean even the people in the group, they've like connected via the group and they've met up in person and they've formed like WhatsApp groups where they talk. So it's
right.
I actually think groups are the best part of Facebook because you can like really meet people who have the same interests as you, which is like much harder to do in real life.
That's true.
So that's what I think is like the good part of Facebook. But yeah should we read an email now?
Yeah, let's read an email. We'll be right back and we'll read an email.
Okay.
So guys, today we are sponsored by Zola, and if you guys haven't used it, then you're clearly never met someone who's getting married because it's everywhere now, and it's a great, great company that basically what they do is they're reinventing like wedding planning and registry experience to make it the happiest moment in a couple's life, even happier.
Than it already was.
Exactly.
So if you're getting married, you could get a free wedding website from there. It's so easy. It literally just takes a few minutes to set up. There are over 100 wedding websites designs that you can choose from. So yours doesn't have to look like the basic one that everyone else has. And you can also put your Zola registry on the website so that guests can get all the details they need and buy your wedding gift in one convenient place. They also make it really easy to register. You basically, the Zola store has the widest selection of gifts at all different price points. So there's something for every guest to give. It could be like your poor friend, or it could be your like insanely rich aunt who is just like super generous.
Zola's for everyone.
Yeah. There are over 500 top brands from OXO and Cuisinart to Sonos and Airbnb. So you got that like electronic situation.
Free shipping and returns are also amazing. Plus price matching, because no one wants to pay more for someone else's wedding than they have to. And you can register for gift cards to your favorite brands like Delta, Southwest, Hulu, Home Depot, and more.
Yeah, like that Hulu thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, if you're the person that keeps borrowing someone else's account, you should register
for your own Hulu account.
Yeah.
So to start your free wedding website and also get $50 off your registry on Zola, go to zola.com/slapped. So to start your free wedding website and also get $50 on your registry off your registry on Zola, go to zola.com/slapped. Zola is spelled Z-O-L-A.
Dear Betches.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
Dear Betch. I'm listening to Betch Slapped, and I have a serious topic that my friends and I need help with. Our friend draws on her eyebrows horribly. How do we tell her? It's so awkward, but it's been like a year since she started, and I guess no one tells her. She was in my wedding and got her makeup done and insisted on doing her own brows. What do we do?
I think you do nothing.
I agree.
Here's why. Here's why. If she insists on doing her own brows when everyone's getting their makeup done, that means she really likes the way her brows done. You might not agree with how she does her brows. You may not like them, but like, that's your opinion. Like, she clearly, I would say something if she was like, yeah, I don't, if she at all expressed some sort of interest in wanting tips or help in doing her eyebrows, but the fact that she wants to do them herself and she has a certain look that she's constantly doing, she likes them. Just because you don't like them, like, kind of fuck you.
I agree. Like, it's just... Who gives a fuck?
Do you know what I mean? Like, let's say you, like, someone...
Everyone needs to step off everyone else's shit.
Right. Imagine, like, you had a friend that dressed in a way that you didn't, like, would never dress, right? Just because you would never dress that way and you don't like that style doesn't mean that everyone has to have your style and everyone... that your style is the best.
Yeah, these aren't, like, the white gold hoops, okay?
It's true, though. I think it's, like, unless... I mean... I could see how you think, it's embarrassing, but clearly she doesn't.
Right. And also, if you think it's embarrassing, like, you need to think about the way that you look at your friends as a reflection of yourself and what kind of, like, validation or lack of validation you're getting from them. Like, that's not what friends are for. It's not what friends are for.
Right. And you can be, like, independent and have your own style and everyone has to look the exact same.
Yeah. It's not even exact same. Like, she probably maybe she does a bad job. Because they say she does it horribly. They put it in all caps with 2 exclamation marks. So it must be horrible.
But like, if she wants again, to do, if everyone at the wedding is getting their makeup done and she insists on doing her own eyebrows, she likes them.
Yeah. Or she feels self-conscious about them. She feels like she's the only person who knows how to do them. So just like, you know what? Like, it's just not that important. Like, there are people like dying in the world. And like, this just isn't that important. Next email.
Let's do another email. We'll be right back.
This episode is sponsored by something that I'm wearing at this very moment, and they are my Rothy's shoes.
I love Rothy's. I recently got they had these flats, which I ordered off the website, which was like a totally easy, fun, really cool experience. I like that they have like a good amount of options, but not so many options that I'm like overwhelmed with choice at which ones to pick.
No option fatigue here.
Yeah. And for me, it's just like, they're great. They're like, they're so lightweight and they're fun. I get to bring them everywhere if I want, like, because I'm usually wearing like old disgusting sneakers and sometimes I want to change into something. Right. Sometimes I want to change into something that's sort of comfortable, but not like super heavy or super annoying, and the Rothy's flats they have are just great for that. They're like so comfortable, it's basically like I'm not even wearing shoes, which is my ideal scenario.
Right, like at the beach. Have you also heard that they happen to be made from recycled plastic water bottles? So they've reached almost 20 million bottles recycled just out of shoes. Like, this is how we're going to stop climate change, people. We're going to wear our shoes that are from Rothy's that are made out of water bottles. So you can like repurpose
that. That's awesome. And if the environment doesn't do it for you, then you should know that Meghan Markle put on Rothy's on her recent Australian tour with Prince Harry.
I mean, we don't like Meghan Markle, but her ankles are always looking really good in her Rothy's. She always looks good.
Whatever I have to say about Meghan Markle, her style is not something I'm really talking shit about.
That's true.
So I do feel like the fact that she wears them does give me a little more confidence.
Absolutely. If a royal could wear them, exactly, so can we.
And they're machine washable, which again, as someone who wears disgusting dirty sneakers all the time, is a barely really big plus for me.
Yes. So right now Rothy's has an amazing deal for our listeners. Use code BETCH to get free shipping with no minimum. Free shipping and free returns and exchanges on your Rothy's shoes. So go to Rothy's.com, Rothy's.com, and enter BETCH to get your new favorite flats and free shipping. No brainer. Shoes that are comfortable, stylish, and sustainable. And free shipping. Go get yourself a pair today at Rothy's.com, promo code BETCH. Get this deal while it lasts.
And we're back. Let's do another email.
Great. Do you want to read it?
Sure. You gave me the long one.
Oh, I did.
Dear Betches, first of all, I got to start by saying thank you for being incredible, strong female role models to young women like me all over the country. I listen to your podcast every week and have used tons of your advice. I'm also starting to read When's Happy Hour. Yay. So forgive me if this kind of thing is covered in there, but I could really, really, really use your help. I started a new job about 8 months ago at a new company, and I really love the vibe. Things move quickly, creativity is celebrated, and I feel like a valuable member of the team. The problem is, I feel like I'm having trouble connecting with my boss. My boss is not the person who hired me. They transitioned to a different role right after I started. Instead, my new boss is much younger and less experienced. She's younger than me. She and I get along fine, and she gave me a good review, but her style is so different than what I'm used to. I've worked at 3 other companies and had many different types of bosses and have never had this problem. In the past, my supervisors came to trust me quickly and gave me autonomy and space. I feel like she is under a lot of pressure from higher management, so she is always looking over my shoulder. Instead of really understanding and listening to me, I feel like she is quick to make suggestions or tell me that I should have done things differently. I take feedback well, she even said so, but it feels nonstop these days. I want to grow my career here, but my boss's constant oversight and nitpicking nature is driving me crazy. How do I give her feedback that I need some space, but do so nicely and in a way that doesn't burn bridges? Thanks, ladies. You're the best. Love, perfectly competent bitch.
Well, if you say so. We actually wrote about this
in our book.
In our book, literally, this type of boss we break down in When's Happy Hour. We break down different types of bosses and how to deal with them.
So this is the micromanager.
The advice we give in the book is basically that, okay, the thing to know about a boss, and we are bosses, I guess, in like some sense of the word, technically, that if your boss has something that they're doing that is like annoying or they like are a certain way, it's not really about you. It's about them and them grappling with their own situation in a job. So like you said, she's younger. She's less experienced. So she probably feels self-conscious about that because she's aware that she's younger. Like she's not dumb, you know?
And she just moved into this position. So yeah. She's like, feels like she has a lot to prove.
Right. So she probably feels self-conscious in some ways about how she's like managing someone younger and someone older and more experienced than her. So she feels the need to assert herself. So yes, it is very annoying, but at the same time, I just think you need to like keep doing your work and like maybe eventually she will let it go and she feels more confident confident in her role.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. And I think I would just say like to her, like periodically, just like I would love to be able to like do all these things like without necessarily like without you, so you, I can free up your time so you can do other things. And I would love to be able to just kind of like take the lead on this one. Like what do we think we need to do to like get me to a place where I can do this without you? Because then it's like a flattery kind of thing that gets you to also get what you want.
That's actually great.
Thanks.
I use that one, that kind of technique on Avi, like a lot.
You're so good at it. I used to use it on you. Yeah, a lot.
Where do you think I learned it? To get me to do things around and be like, you know, you're just like, you're the just best the best at this.
So having someone else do it is a disservice.
Yeah. Exactly. You can see how we work around here. All right, let's take, I think, one more quick break and we'll play some games.
Let's do it. So guys, today we're here going to talk about Daily Harvest, which we've gotten the opportunity to try and really, really love. It makes eating healthy so much easier. And if your New Year's resolution is to stop eating like shit all the time, like mine is, this is definitely like something that you can use to help you do that. Did you know that 80% of New Year's resolutions fail by the end of January?
Yes, but not if you are ordering Daily Harvest, because they make it super easy to access your fruits and vegetables. You just put them in your freezer and then you take them out when you're ready. You could have soups, smoothies, bowls, could really be anything.
Right. And they have a lot of variety for you to choose from. They have over 50 ready to blend smoothies that are savory harvest bowls, soups, and breakfast bowls. And if you know me, I will eat soup in any kind of form with anything in it. So I really, really love their soups. It's like, it really does it for me. And it's great because I could just take it out of my freezer and heat it up, and it makes it so much so easy. It
takes maximum 5 minutes to prepare, and you don't even have to like get any of your utensils dirty or anything, because you just eat it straight out of like the cup that it comes in. So you're both being, you know, productive and healthy.
Yeah. So it's one step, 5 minutes max to prepare. You really can't beat that. That's pretty much as healthy as it's going
to
get.
Usually if you want vegetables, you have to like cut them and it's annoying.
Pain in the ass. Seriously.
This is not.
Exactly. So go to daily-harvest.com and enter promo code SLAPPED to get 3 cups free in your first box. That's promo code SLAPPED for 3 free Daily Harvest cups at daily-harvest.com. That's daily-harvest.com. Okay.
And we're back with the games.
So our first game is called First World Problem Solvers.
We told you we would introduce a new game with the new outline.
Yeah. So we're going to give you a scenario and then give you some multiple choice answers, and we can pick which one we think we agree with.
Okay. You do the first one.
All right. So you've been really picture this. You've been using your ex's Hulu account for about a year since you broke up. But one day the password doesn't work anymore. Do you A, text him and say he's an asshole? B, text him and say you want to reconnect? The long
con. Meaning
you're really taking a lot of effort to get into that. Text him and say you want to reconnect. C, text every single one of your friends to see who has a login. D, suck it up and pay for your own account.
I would go with C or D.
I think, I was going to say C or D. I feel like if I had a feeling about...
If I knew a friend who had it,
who wasn't going to be annoying about me asking, then I would do that. Otherwise, I would suck it up.
Jordana uses mine.
So. I do use Sammy's. It says every time I get the, well, hello, welcome, Samantha.
That's me.
And
so what has she been watching? You guys must be wondering. I'll let you know.
I watched a lot of Real Housewives, as you can tell from other episodes of Betch Slapped.
The other option is you could suck it up and pay for your own account and pay the company whose services you're using. That's another option.
Well, that's option D.
Right. That's another option. If you have it in your budget and you don't have a friend who has an account, it's like $12.99 a year.
Yeah.
I think you guys can
There's no reconnecting to the ex with anything to do with Hulu.
Definitely not. No texting the ex. Like, that is out of the question. But, I mean, what is it? I think it's like $12.99 a year. I think you guys can pay $1 a month for unlimited.
$12.99 a year? That was more expensive than that.
I might be wrong.
I'm not sure if that pricing
is accurate. I might be wrong, but if it's $12.99 a year.
Netflix is like $13 a month. So I don't think Hulu is $13 a year.
Oh, then no, you're right. Okay.
It might be $12.99
a month. Right.
Sammy has a really good grasp on her finances. We'll look this up. Anyway, the main point is the same. Either pay for your own account or maybe ask someone. You know what's a good idea? So you're not that annoying friend who's constantly asking people to use their account. You could say to your friend, hey, do you want to split a Hulu account? And then you get two logins and we'll both be in, like, you both contribute a little bit, make it a little more cost effective.
Or you could do it with all your friends. Like, one person signs up and everyone Venmos her.
Or convince your mom that Hulu is the next coolest thing and then she'll get on it and you can use her password.
There are so many ways without texting your ex for his new password, which is just so desperate.
All right, here's the next one.
Okay. You get to Starbucks and your mobile order is nowhere to be found. Do you A, assume someone stole it and just take whichever one is closest to your order? B, quickly but politely ask the barista if they're working on your order. C, feel awkward and wait 10 minutes to say anything, thus making you late. D, just leave.
Okay. I would say this happens a lot.
Yeah, same.
So I've been, what I usually do is I'll wait like 2 or 3 minutes, not 10, in case they're still working on it.
Yeah.
If it seems like, I'll order when I'm still walking to the Starbucks so that it's there. So that it usually has like a 5 minute buffer. Mm-hmm. If it's not there like 2 minutes after I'm standing there, I will do B.
Yes.
I will politely ask the barista if they're working on my order.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I use my Starbucks mobile order instincts about what feels like too long. Like, oh, they might have missed it. Maybe they didn't do it. Maybe someone else took it. You know, you just got to like use your instincts on it.
Yeah.
On like, does this feel like it took?
Right. Do I feel like they're like there's an issue?
Do I feel like they?
Usually when my hunch is actually correct with that. What if I feel like they either like didn't get it? Okay, once I like actually just didn't press the button.
Right.
Which is my fault. Usually it's that they're working on it.
Right.
Or
always check to see if you actually ordered.
A
but, you
is
know.
Crazy. What is this? A college like frat party? You're just going to take whichever one's closest to your order. Like with a jet. That's crazy.
Also like, so is D. You just spent like probably $85 on a cup of coffee.
Starbucks. I had ordered a drink the other day from Starbucks that was like $8.50. Yeah. Like I could get an alcoholic drink for that price.
Right. Literally. A venti hot coffee and two shots and almond milk is like $8.50.
It is.
Right.
It's crazy.
So, yeah.
They're like probably doing better than real bars.
Right. They are. Well, their ex-CEO is running for president. So,
I mean,
you know.
He clearly knows how to get people to pay obscene amounts of money for things.
That's what we need. But, you know, he said something really funny yesterday. He was like, I prefer not to be called a billionaire. We prefer to be called people of means.
Okay.
It's like, okay, if you don't want to be a billionaire, that there's someone who will take your money, and it's fucking me.
People of means is very subjective.
It is so rude too.
Right.
Yeah. Like, okay, we'll take your money. If you don't want the money, like, we'll
take
you
it.
You can like pay taxes on that if you want. You know, like everyone can get health care. You guys should listen to the Sub podcast if you want to hear me rant more.
Yeah. And you should also, while we're on the subject of things you should do, you should download Ship. Date with your friends. You can find matches for your friends. It's really, really fun. And I've been using it for single people in my life. And it's a great board and buster. I used it during the Super Bowl. It was awesome.
And there's already a date planned, isn't there?
There's so many people that I've heard of who have gone on Ship dates. One guy at the Super Bowl was telling me he went on one the night before and it went really, really well. There's very cool, high quality people on there.
In 6 months, you will hear about your first ship engagement, I guarantee
you. Ship engagement. Love it.
Ship engagement.
All right. And so let's end with our new segment, which I really like. Who do you want to bet slap this week? I have one.
I do too. I have a feeling you have the same one as me. It's Adam Levine.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's so funny.
Yeah.
It was so boring. Okay. I'm already not an Adam Levine fan. I find him very irritating. And then when he did that thing where he took off his shirt and like just, it was just like, a, I think I'm so hot and so cool move that it just made me cringe. And I just wanted to like,
his voice was also so bad. Like, great. Now I'm glad that you have exposed to everybody that you are totally nothing without autotune.
Right.
Like, I could do a better performance. He also didn't like actually move or do anything. Like, I think about Lady Gaga and Beyonce and the stunts and the grueling physical right. nature
he's
of their
like
performances.
Taking off
and
your
he's
shirt.
Just like, here I am. I'm Adam Levine, like standard white boy. Like, look at me.
Like, yeah, I was just like not into. I did not find it appealing. I wanted him to put his shirt back on.
Same.
It was like awkward tattoos. That he was like dancing with like Travis Scott. It was like in that scenario. Yeah. Wasn't really even using the guitar. He's just like, I always found him very irritating. I've read interviews that he's done. He's just like, I don't think he's a great person from what I've seen. I don't know him, fair, but like, I don't get good vibes from Adam Levine.
Prior to this, I did not have like any real strong opinions on him, but like I just was not into
I've him. Always not liked him, but now he is worse in my eyes than Justin Timberlake, which I know is an unpopular opinion too, but I don't like Justin Timberlake either, but I like Adam Levine less.
Okay, well, you could one day give your ranking of, you know,
of male annoying singers. Male pop stars that right.
I prefer female singers. I think that strong female vocals make a song way better than like mediocre male vocals.
Yeah.
Just my opinion.
I mean, some men have, I'm into like some people, but yeah, I'd have to think about it. I'm not a music person either, so like, forgive me.
We should start a music podcast.
I would be the worst music podcast. I'd be like, who sings that? I thought Tyga was performing at the
wrong Kylie boyfriend.
I know. I like made a comment about like, oh, like Tyga's doing whatever. They're like, that's not Tyga. I have like the worst. I'm literally the least knowledgeable person at music that you'll ever meet. Anyway, on that note, this has been our episode. I had a great time.
So did I. And right. Other lies. And buy that book also.
For sure. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.